Recording, whenever.
All set.
Okay. This is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting. Today is June 20th. It's 7:07 PM. The regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning Zoning Mission Commission. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes. Ted Estuan.
Here.
Steve Jalowick.
Steve Jalowick. There's a few other. Gino will be late. Steve is excused. Ray is excused. And David is excused.
Okay.
Kupchinski.
Right. Raul Sanchez.
Here.
Albert Miskiewicz.
Here.
Michael Fratterola.
He's not going to make it tonight. He let me know.
Okay. And Dan Blissman.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Communications. For the record, I have not made it to City Hall, and I do not have any communications this evening. Ryan, did we get emailed anything?
Did I miss it?
Okay, the public portion. Anybody from the public like to address the commission at this time? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Okay, we'll move on to approval of minutes of the 5/16/23 meeting. I have a question on that. It says that I called the meeting to order. It's pretty hard if I was absent.
Are you making a correction on that then?
Yes. I don't know who was here. Steve, I believe, ran the meeting.
Yes.
And Steve called it to order. I would substitute that my name for his. Barbara, what's the rule on accepting the minutes and passing them? We have a quorum to start the meeting, but I can't vote because I wasn't here.
But I think as long as there's the majority of those present, that's sufficient.
Okay.
As long as you started with a quorum.
We start with a quorum. I just can't vote on it.
Even if somebody had to recuse himself or, like you said, can't vote.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with Ted's corrections to changing Steve, replacing Steve, his name with Steve's name.
Second that.
Motion's been made in second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll abstain. Karen, I wasn't there. Okay. A receipt of applications. For the record, there's no new applications.
Hey, Ted, skip deletions and corrections?
I don't even have it on here.
Number four.
For additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. Number four. Yeah, right. Thank you, Dan. We'll go to number four. Additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda.
Unfortunately, I do have a text from Steve. Well, I guess not unfortunately. Steve asked, he said he asked to put Sentinel Hill, 310 Sentinel Hill, and the scrapyard on the agenda, but didn't see him and asked me to bring that up. If we could put those under informal discussion or whatever, under old business.
Should we put them on the agenda as old business, Barbara, or can I discuss them now? Because they do have updates.
Yeah, you do have to just vote on adding it to the agenda, 2/3 after break.
I move that we add that to the, I'll second that we add that, those two items to the agenda under old business. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Communications, public portion, and approval of minutes and receipt of applications. I do not have any applications this evening. New business? There's no new business. Old business? Jay Clark's Landscaping, 261 New Haven Avenue, site plan application to construct a 4,900 square foot building, two-story equipment and vehicles for a landscaping business. Sis Buskin, is there somebody from the applicant who wishes to address the commission at this time?
No mute.
Is there anybody from the applicant who wishes to address the commission at this time?
He's on mute, Teddy.
Sorry.
There we go.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. If you have anything to say to go, but I know Ryan drafted a letter to you guys addressing a bunch of items. If you would like to address them for the commission at this time, or tell the commission what your plans are.
I think we've spoken to Ryan to resolve all the, you know, all the issues he had. I think to his agreement that we could go forward with it now. That's my understanding.
Ryan, is there anything that you want to address with the commission at this time?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, there's a couple things that I think I think that the commission should consider for tonight. A couple things, including the landscape buffer, which I'm going to bring up on my screen. Bear with me 1 second. Can you see the photos? No,
we can see
not.
You.
You can see me. Okay, well, that's, hold on. All right, can you see the photo?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm gonna scroll down to the second photo. So I think I'll let Mr. Clark explain what we're looking at in this photo, but I suspect what they're trying to do is demonstrate the existing vegetated buffer that exists between his property and the neighboring property to the south. Is that accurate, Mr. Clark?
Yeah, that's that berm with the row of arborvitaes. Yeah, that's blocks off the neighbor to the south, correct.
Okay. And your letter response, you stated that you're going to replace one of the, I guess, the one that looks like it's been hit or damaged. You're looking to replace one of those trees.
Okay, that you're talking about that stump in the middle.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to clarify where you're looking to replace the tree.
I didn't know that was part of it, to be honest. So that's the old stump from a large tree that was cut down many years ago.
Okay. Can you see the my screen with the letter or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Where in response number 7, you said 1/6 of arborvitae will be added to the existing row of 15-foot, 20-foot arborvitaes on the southern boundary line to complete the buffer area. See photo 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I understand completely that this photo is where you're looking to add that additional tree, or can you?
The arborvitae you're looking to add is where the hole is. We can see the sump, but behind there, it's where the hole is, where you can see the roof of the other existing house.
Yeah, exactly. That.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, they also had Fred Clark, engineer, run some additional computations regarding the stormwater design. I'm satisfied that the proposed roof or proposed building will not result in any increases in runoff, but I did in my review letter note that there are other opportunities perhaps to provide some low impact features on site to address some of the ongoing runoff issues that have been generated in part from the property that have affected Greco and Haynes and other properties to the south. So it is my recommendation that a rain garden or similar vegetated style depression be constructed roughly in the vicinity of the bottom of this retaining wall. There's an opportunity, and most of the site drains through this area right by this retaining wall that I think, some some minor features, a 2-foot depression into the sand and gravel that apparently exists on the property, I think would help to alleviate some of the drainage issues that have been ongoing in the past several years.
Okay.
Do you have an objection to that, Mr. Clark?
Yeah, that's no problem. Just basically come in front of that wall about whatever, 10 feet and make a little depression there.
Let the water infiltrate into the gravel below. It's not going to take away every drop of water, but it'll help.
Yeah.
It'll help. So I think that's something that I included in my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Hold on, Ryan. Karen, little record keeping, did you notate that Gino made the meeting at 7:10 p.m. this evening?
Got it.
Thank you. Okay, Ryan, go ahead.
Okay, so another item that actually just came in at 4:00 was an email notification from the Naugatuck Valley Health District. I don't know that everyone got a chance to read it. I'm sure Mr. Clark didn't get to read it yet. But I will read it into the record, and I think it's just something to keep in mind as you go through your deliberations. So this was forwarded to us from Mark Arafalo. It was sent to Lisa Narowski and Mark Arafalo. And let's see if I can pull it up here. Bear with me. Okay, this is an email from Nicolette O'Kelly from Naugatuck Valley. Good afternoon. I was just notified that property owners at 261 New Haven Avenue are looking to alter their lot, possibly adding a commercial building to it. If this property is being served by on-site subsurface sewage disposal system or septic system, Naugatuck Valley Health District will require engineered plans and proposed changes to the lot. NVHD may require soil testing or a B100 application or both, depending on what is being proposed. I was told today that someone associated with this property reached out to our office, but we have no records of anyone doing so. Please have the property owner contact me to discuss proposed updates to the lot. I can be reached at 203-881-2255, extension 115. So
I have a question, Ryan.
Yes.
If no one reached out and made contact to Naugatuck Valley Health District, how was she made aware of this?
I don't know. I just got the email.
Same. And we got it conveniently 2 hours before this meeting. And I've been thinking about this for about an hour. My question to Mr. Clark would be, did you send a letter or something like that to NVHD? And if you did, was it certified? And if it was, do you have the receipt?
I did not send a certified letter, no. I had the engineer get in touch with them, and he was going to do that on Friday. Friday afternoon, last I spoke to him about it. So that's the contact, but no, I have no record of that. I have no receipt of the...
So Dan, just to clarify, I mentioned in my comment letter back in March that because the site is served by septic systems, they should reach out to Naugatuck Valley and determine what, if anything, the health department will need in support of this plan. I think, I included in my draft motion some language that would allow this to move forward, but prevent the issuance of a building permit until any approvals, if needed, from Naugatuck Valley be granted.
That was going to be my next question in the interest of not screwing up his extension here.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I just want to make sure what a B100A is. It's really a situation where if you make alterations to a property that's served by septic systems, the health code, the Connecticut Public Health Code, requires that you either demonstrate that the septic system or septic systems on the property are compliant with current health code requirements, or you demonstrate that what you're doing to the property will not eliminate the possibility of placing a health code compliant system. In other words, that you're not making alterations that would make it impossible to serve the property by septic systems in the future. So it's really just a check by the health department to make sure that what they're doing would not put them in a bad situation down the road. So I included that in my draft motion. I included the language regarding the rain garden or depression in the draft motion. And I also, Mr. Chairman, and this is something for the commission to decide, because Section 195.25 does require have buffering requirements when a industrial or commercial use is adjacent to a residential use. So there is some language in the regulations that allow for the commission to make a decision if existing and or proposed buffering is adequate. So I would just ask, based on the photos submitted and based on the testimony provided by Mr. Clark, whether or not you believe that that existing stand of trees with one additional one meets the goals of buffering.
Thank you, Ryan. Any comments from Mr. Clark?
Do I think they, the buffer?
Any comments on anything?
Oh.
On the letter. On the email received from Naugatuck Valley Health, from comments from Ryan, do you have anything to say?
No, I'm good with all that and all the wording in the letter he wrote. Yeah.
Okay, I move that we close the public hearing.
Not a public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
It's not okay. I move that we. Okay.
It's Ryan. It's Ryan's turn.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Would you like me to read the draft motion?
Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'd be happy to. Okay, hold on. Okay. This is a draft motion. City Derby Planning and Zoning Commission, June 20th, 2023. Application, J. Clark's Landscaping, proposed vehicle storage building, 261 New Haven Avenue. Application for site plan approval. Assessors map 5-4, lot 111. Motion, following review of the plans and supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission finds that the existing and proposed landscaping meets the intent of Section 195.25E and hereby approves the site plan application for J. Clark's Landscaping on property shown on Derby Assessors map 5-4, lot 111, subject to the following conditions. The approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted in support of this application, numbers 1 through 10, which I will not go through in detail, with the following stipulated conditions. One, any modifications to the above referenced drawings shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review and action if necessary. Two, prior to the issuance of a building permit, the applicant shall provide approval from the Naugatuck Valley Health District on the placement of the building with respect to existing septic systems, period. I had originally written or provide documentation that no such approval is required. I'm suggesting that we eliminate the or provide documentation that no such approval is required. Number three, the applicant shall provide the additional landscaping that is included in the response letter provided by the applicant, reference document number 8. Four, additional infiltration measures such as vegetated rain garden style depression shall be constructed to the northwest of the existing large segmental block retaining wall depicted in the site photos, see reference document number 9. Five, the applicant shall notify the city engineer in a minimum of 48 hours prior to the commencement of excavation for the installation of the storm drainage features so that the soil conditions can be verified as substantially similar to what has been submitted. Six, the applicant shall furnish the city with an improvement location survey as built of the property depicting the completed site, including all proposed site modifications.
That's the motion.
I'll second that.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, who made the motion?
Me.
Okay.
You so eloquently read it, and I made it. And it was seconded by Dan. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Good luck, gentlemen. Good luck, Jonathan.
Thank you very much.
Number 10B, which one you want it? Dan, which one you want to go? 10B, old business.
310, hit me with.
Okay, 310. 310, just to bring you up to date, I spoke to the building inspector earlier. No new permits will be issued. He takes everything that the city throws at him and just throws it away. So What is the pleasure of the commission? But he's not getting any building permits from us. What he settled with it, he claims he settled with the city before on the tax land. He paid a certain portion and he claimed they forgave him on the rest of the balance. He asked for proof. Proof was not given to him. So where do you want to go from here?
Is it something for us to do at this point, or is it something for the CEO to do at this point?
I don't think there's, he's documented every time they come in for a building permit. He doesn't give one. Everything's documented. When he goes on visits, it's documented. I don't think there's anything for this commission to do at this point in time. We can ask Barbara, what do you think?
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with exactly what this matter is. If you could give me some background.
300 Sentinel Hill Road is the ladder house. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many family apartments are there. He claims they're all family members.
Neighbors, I remember this one.
The neighbors are saying they're not. He's coming for building permits. Kevin will not give him a building permit for anything. Okay. He claims that it was on the blight list. He paid the tax land off that was on the property. He said the city forgave him for the rest. There's no proof of that. Where do we go from here? Is it a matter for planning and zoning or not?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with zoning violations, though, right? I mean,
that's what I'm asking. Issue. If there's nothing for us to do, it takes a different course. If there's something for us to do, we'll do it.
Well, if you want to direct the CEO, I mean, if he believes there are violations there, then he can issue a cease and desist order.
Is that something to come from this commission or something the CEO through blight should happen that way?
Well, blight is separate. Blight is not under the purview of this commission, is it?
Right. That is correct. No, it's not.
Right. So let's put that aside. Okay. So the commission shouldn't deal with the blight issues, but if there are zoning violations going on there, and this
according to what the zoning enforcement officer tells us, we don't know. It's kind of hard to tell.
I mean, the only then if we don't if we don't, we don't know. Know if he has nothing to base it on. I mean, I'm assuming the owner won't let him in to inspect anything.
He's not on the property.
Has he asked?
Inspect it. Well, yeah, he's gotten as far as the front of the property, not inside. But he won't ask him. He won't give him a building permit for anything else. If it's out of our hands, tell us it's out of our hands. It's the zoning enforcement officer, and it goes up the chain that way. I just want to make sure we don't do anything wrong.
No, you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, enforcement is always discretionary. It sounds to me like the problem is the CEO doesn't know if there's a zoning violation or not. Again, the blight issues are separate.
Okay.
Owner to be able to see what's going on inside?
No. Not from what I hear.
You could do that. That would be the first step, I think.
Is this something for this commission to direct him to do or not? If it's up to him.
You don't have to. I mean, you could if you want to, but he could do it on his own. He doesn't need to take the direction from the commission. So that's up to the commission.
What I'm trying to figure out is, do we need to direct it from the commission to handle it, or is that something that's handled through the CEO and legal, because we have a problem here?
Well, what I'm saying is, you either way, I mean, the CEO,
because we're looking at zoning alone, not blight.
Right.
There could be blight
issues.
What I'm
saying is,
we have no control.
If the commission feels strongly about it, the commission could direct the CEO to take action, to at least ask the owner to be able to inspect, to make a determination if there's a zoning violation. The commission doesn't have to do that, though. The CEO could do that on his own.
I would move to have this commission, maybe request would be the right word, to have the CEO inspect to see if there are zoning enforcement. Something that I know Dave's not here. It's a horrible night for him not to be here because he's very passionate about this.
Well,
but he's basically said multiple times that there's many dwelling units, more than there should be in that property. And
if it's zoned for it,
an excuse.
If it's zoned for it, and it's approved, then he can have that. But if there's apartments that are not approved that he has, well, that's a zoning violation.
Which is why I think we in the essence of not doing nothing, should maybe ask Kevin to try to gain access and then see where that brings us in the next month.
Dan, do you want to report it back to us, or do you want to report it to the Corp Council because he can add anything that's blighted to that and report it to them for legal action?
Sounds like it's something he should report to corporate counsel. However, I wouldn't hate an update at the next meeting.
That sound fair enough, Barbara?
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fine. And, you know, who knows? If he hasn't asked yet, maybe the owner will let him in and inspect, and then he can determine if there are any zoning violations. If the owner won't allow it, you know, then the question is, does this commission want to, we would have to go to court to get an order to be able to inspect if the owner isn't going to do it on his own. And we would need, you know, some affidavit, something to indicate, you know, neighbors have seen such and such going on, something that would support in order to require an inspection. But again, if he hasn't even asked, you know, to be able to go in voluntarily, that's definitely the first step to take.
Motion's been made. I'll second that motion, whatever Dan said.
I guess the point I'm getting at, and something that I take it kind of personally, is like if we were in Greenwich or Fairfield, that wouldn't fly. Somebody would have done something by now. So if no one's going to do anything and kind of falls within our lap to be able to do something, I think we should, because the whole, well, it's not Fairfield. It's not.
That's fair enough.
Kirby. Well, this is why, is because everything goes through everyone's fingers and nothing gets done about anything.
Yeah.
Made and seconded, and I agree with you, Dan. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I think you gotta know what you're starting with before you're issuing more permits. You have to have a starting point with this guy.
Well, yeah, Mr. Chair, I think you just have to go with the C and D and, you know, do as much as you can, because obviously he doesn't care about not having a permit. So why would he even?
He tears everything the city sends him up and throws it away.
Right, exactly. So why would he even consider letting us in? Because he's blatantly doing things in front of us. He's just like, he's painting the house now, and, you know, he's doing this, that, the other thing. He's, you know,
you bring up a good point. That's why I asked the question. Is it between zoning enforcement officer, build the case, give it to Corp Council, let them go forward. And if it's
look,
the court, do they need a directive?
The question is there enough evidence? You had indicated he doesn't know if there is a zoning violation or not. But if there's enough evidence from what neighbors are saying, he could go ahead and issue a cease and desist. He has to, you know, the zoning enforcement officer has to weigh what evidence he has. But it can't, look, you're probably right. The owner's going to say no, but it can't hurt to ask, to say, look, I need to get in. I need to inspect. I need to see what's going on in there.
The question I have for you is, is it the direction to the zoning enforcement officer or Corp Council to report back next month what they found out from the ZO, that and the blight, and report back to this commission next month?
I think there should be a report to both, right? The commission's obviously interested in
finding
out if there's a zoning violation.
I think you need to make an attempt to get in the house, because if you don't, that's something he can say as well. There's nothing wrong.
I think she's
asking
valid questions that we can't answer.
Absolutely. So I think like, you know, like we said, the first step is for Kevin to at least attempt to inspect. There's numerous reports of violations from neighbors, observations, so on and so forth. If we say, can we inspect it, and he says no, then you have every
next step.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Correct.
Cease and desist.
Yeah. If again, if there's enough evidence from the neighbor,
is that for this commission to direct Corporation Counsel to do, or is that for the CEO to report back to
the CEO? Would issue the cease and desist order, not counsel. Right. So, and then there would be a right to appeal.
For him, as part of his job, to issue the C&D order and report that I have a cease and desist. Here's the record. Give it to Corp Counsel. Let Corp Counsel deal with it through the legal system. Or is it for this commission to direct him to do it?
No, the way that it would work, if there's a cease and desist order issued, the property owner would have a right to file an appeal to the ZBA.
Okay.
That would be the, if he appeals to the ZBA, and then the ZBA would determine whether that order should be upheld or not. If he does nothing and he ignores it, you have the citation ordinance now, right, in place, correct? That would be the next step. Issue a citation.
Is that for us to direct the CEO to do, or is that just takes its normal course?
Well,
from the
again,
to
you
counsel it, to it the
could,
court system.
It could work both ways. Either we could tell the CEO to go out and do an inspection, or he can go do it on his own. He's authorized to do that. Is that what I'm
right? Exactly. That's what I was saying before. Okay. If this commission feels strongly about it, you can certainly direct, but it's not required.
Right.
He can do it all on his own. He can issue the cease and desist order. He can then issue a citation. Again, it depends if there's going to be an appeal. There's going to be an appeal. Legal would get involved in that. If he ignores everything, then eventually we're going to have to go to court. That's going to be the only way to get any relief. But we just have to see how the property owner reacts. We don't know.
So how was the motion worded?
Dan?
That we request Kevin make an attempt to visit the property and inspect it.
Okay.
The directive is simple.
Not necessarily direct, but request that he does his job.
Frankly. And I seconded that.
Okay. Just want to make sure
is there any further discussion in the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. There's 10 C, which is the scrapyard. Barbara?
Okay, so remind me where that stands.
Jacobs Inn and downtown Derby, they were going to move to behind BJ's. That stalled for 2 years. The city did not claim eminent domain, and it's still sitting there. But from what I understand, a deal was made to move the property, but they're haggling over who's going to build the building, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's all I know right now.
So that's a clear zoning violation right now? No?
No, it's historical. It's been occupied in that location for, but it's something that I think Mariani from your office has been dealing with for a couple years now, right, Ted? Yes, at least two years. So do we have an update from Corp Counsel on that, on the issue, or?
So I haven't personally been dealing with that. I don't know if Vin has, or maybe John. I can certainly check with them and find out what the status is.
I know Vin
wasn't Vin here before the commission a couple of months ago reporting on the status for that?
Yes, and the status was they didn't want to take it by eminent domain because they'd assume the lease. We're going to assume it anyway. We can't. Jacob's a property owner. We have a property owner, and Rubino has a 5-year lease on the property. Mm-hmm. I have an email that Rubino wants to move. They wanted to move to other industrial property behind BJ's. And from what I understand, they were this far apart. They struck a deal to where they settled and they were going to move. That's the last I heard of it as of yesterday.
Okay, so it's not clear to me what is the commission's interest in this if there's no zoning violation.
Nobody's going to take the south side of Main Street with a scrapyard there. That's why they're trying to move it.
It falls under the first half of the name of the commission, planning what's going to go downtown.
Right. Nothing. As long as that scrapyard's remain, nobody wants to go downtown.
Okay.
And I understand that.
I understand that, but I'm not.
They don't want to look out their window of an apartment building and see a scrapyard. They don't want to.
No, I get that for years.
Who's the I totally understand that, but I'm not sure that there's any action that the commission can take.
You know?
From my last understanding.
The commission can do
that. You know, that's another problem. They should be on the blight list and forget about what they want to do or don't want to do. It's a mess. There's only one piece of property that can build without Route 34 being affected by the widening of Route 34. That's Joe Slim's property, which he is building.
Yep.
Nobody else is willing to build or buy a piece of property downtown with the scrapyard in the middle. The scrapyard is the holdup.
So I guess the point
is, know that.
The point is, we'd like an update from Corporation Council.
Okay, I mean, that can certainly arrange.
Every meeting until there's no scrapyard anymore. I think that's fair to ask once a month if we could get some kind of update on what the heck's going on with that. I know Vin was here 2 months ago, but
there's
a lot
after
in a couple months.
Yes.
All right, so you want a monthly update. A monthly update on the status of the scrapyard.
Yes.
Yes, please. Okay. If it needs to be a form of a motion, I'll make that we request that.
That's not necessary.
It's something that the chairman has the ability to put on every month. And if it's not on the agenda, it can be added by the commission.
Yeah, I
remember seeing detention basis.
I have to I just have to make sure that I follow up with Vin. Before the meetings.
They're asking us, like Dan mentioned, to put our planning hat on. We can plan all we want. The plan of action is nobody is going to look at Route 34, south side of Main Street, with the scrapyard there. Right. Until the city makes a decision to move it.
Okay.
I don't think that should be a problem. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Dan. With that, payment of bills?
No bills to offer, Mr. Chairman.
No bills. We'll adjourn then. Everybody, I hope. And seconded by Dan. I hope everybody had a nice Father's Day. Barbara, sorry.
My husband and my sons-in-law had very nice.
They had a nice Father's Day.
So thank you.
Okay, we'll see us all next month. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
7:38 p.m.